Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 3, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Deutsche Bank to acquire Numis for £410 MLN. Deutsche Bank has reached an agreement on the terms of a recommended all-cash offer for the acquisition of Numis Corporation. Equifax launches OpenScore for commercial credit scores. US-based Equifax has launched OpenScore for commercial credit scores for small businesses in order to provide them with access to more credit opportunities. Knowit, bottom-line partner for Nordic Market Solutions. Swedish digital services provider, Knowit, has entered a strategic partnership with global financial technology solutions provider, Bottomline, to bring innovative solutions to the Nordic market. LHV secures UK banking license from the PRA. UK-based LHV Bank has been authorized as a credit institution by the Prudential Regulation Authority, PRA. CRIF launches new open banking solutions for insurers. Europe-based fintech CRIF has launched new open banking solutions for insurance companies to optimize onboarding, reduce risk, and tailor products for customers. Stripe launches a customizable smart reader. Financial infrastructure platform Stripe has launched a customizable Android-based smart reader to help businesses unify their online and in-person payment experiences. Paynarm's Moneyline augments payments for Maverick Gaming. US-based iGaming operator Maverick Gaming has selected PayNearMe's Moneyline platform to offer a wider range of payment types with one platform and integration. Cash-free payments partners with Yes Bank. India-based Cash-free Payments has partnered with Yes Bank for the launch of Global Collection, an international solution for Yes Bank account exporters. Zonos partners with Flowship to augment e-commerce logistics. US-based Zonos has partnered with Flowship to offer an e-commerce fulfillment solution for presentation, payment, and collections of duties and taxes on cross-border e-commerce shipments. Paymentus extends its partnership with Oracle. Paymentus has announced the extension of its partnership with Oracle to provide worldwide energy and water sector utilities with multiple billing and payment tools. Permira Growth Opportunities acquires stake in BioCatch. Israel-based behavioral biometrics company BioCatch has welcomed Permira Growth Opportunities, PGO, as a significant shareholder. Moment partners with Shufti Pro for KYC and AML solutions. Blockchain tech company Moment has partnered with AI-powered ID verification solution provider Shufti Pro to better its Know Your Customer, KYC, and anti-money laundering, AML, processes. Onfido partners with Salesforce. Automated digital identity verification and authentication provider Onfido has launched its Real Identity platform services for Salesforce Financial Services Cloud customers. PayPal introduces cryptocurrency transfer services for Venmo users. US-based PayPal has revealed a new feature that allows customers to transfer crypto on Venmo, PayPal, and other wallets and exchanges. Bybit launches a new lending service. UAE-based Bybit has launched the Bybit lending service that allows users to earn interest on their idle cryptocurrencies. Weaknesses in bank mobile app security are exposing customers to fraud, which weak banking security measures are leaving customers dangerously vulnerable to fraud on stolen phones, which warns. Innovate Finance slams UK government's onerous BNPL proposals. Fintech industry body Innovate Finance says its members are deeply concerned by the UK government's plans to regulate the buy now, pay later sector, arguing that the measures would be more onerous than those that apply to credit cards. Venmo introduces crypto transfers. Venmo users can now transfer cryptocurrency to friends and family and to PayPal accounts and external wallets and exchanges. Tali utilizes BPC Smart Vista for advance in Egypt. Tali for digital payments, a new payment service provider and third-party processor, recently announced the launch of its full-fledged ecosystem for digital payment solutions. PSR appoints new general counsel and COO. The payment systems regulator has made two key appointments to its executive team: Alex Olive as general counsel, and Natalie Golding as chief operating officer. Total Processing adds Revolut chairman to its board. Total Processing, the Manchester-based payments fintech, has announced that Martin Gilbert will be joining its board. Cash-free payments and Yes Bank to offer international payment collection service to Indian exporters. Cash-free payments and Yes Bank have come together to offer global collections, an international collection service for exporters, who are account holders of Yes Bank. Hanseatic Bank announces banking app in cooperation with Visa and Snowdrop Solutions. Hanseatic Bank now offers its customers new services in its banking app. Real-time transactions in UAE expected to reach 146 million by 2027. New, sophisticated use cases for consumers and businesses are driving global real-time payment volumes to record highs, with 195.0 billion transactions recorded globally in 2022, AOY growth of 63.2% according to the 2023 Prime Time for Real-Time report, published by ACI Worldwide, NASDAQ, ACIW, a global leader in mission-critical, real-time payment software, in partnership with Global Data, a leading data and analytics company. Delta Capita collaborates with RegX Innovations on readiness assessment platform for Amir Refit. Delta Capita, a leading global capital markets consulting, mutualized managed services and technology provider, today announces that it has partnered with RegX Innovations, a regulatory technology startup, to launch a new regulatory readiness assessment platform. TS Imagine releases cross-asset tech for hedge funds. TS Imagine, the leading global, cross-asset provider of trading, portfolio, and risk management solutions for financial institutions, today announces the launch of TS1, a cross-asset class, SaaS-based solution designed for investing teams who are seeking access to global markets, advanced execution management tools, battle-tested risk management models, and comprehensive accounting software through a single intuitive interface. FCA proposes reforms to listings regime. The Financial Conduct Authority proposes to reform and streamline the listing rules in the UK to help attract a wider range of companies, encourage competition, and improve choice for investors. Finix takes aim at processor incumbents. Now certified as a processor, Finix seeks to take on legacy and fintech rivals. Biden administration calls for 30% tax on cryptocurrency mining's electricity use. As the cryptocurrency industry awaits a legal framework from Congress, two House committees are now collaborating in an effort to. Boodle launches pay by portal solution for open banking payments. UK-based fintech Boodle has launched its Pay by Portal solution, a platform that reportedly allows businesses to benefit from A2A payments without the need for costly card fees. Revolut launches in Brazil. Revolut has launched in Brazil, marking the fintech firm's first foray into Latin America. Citi expands collaboration with TIS. Citi Treasury and Trade Solutions, TTS, has partnered with cloud platform Treasury Intelligence Solutions, TIS, to launch cash flow forecasting and working capital insights for companies. Terabit Gateway secures $32 MLN Series A for open banking in Saudi Arabia. MENA-based open banking platform Terabit Gateway has announced the successful completion of a $32 million Series A funding round. Finix becomes able to process payments. US-based Finix has become a payments processor, with instant onboarding due to its connection with major card networks such as American Express, Discover, MasterCard, and Visa. MasterCard to implement sustainable payment cards by 2028. Global technology company MasterCard has announced the acceleration of its initiative to eliminate first-use PVC plastics from its payment cards by 2028. Manuva and Primer to augment flexible digital payments in Australia. Australia-based payment service provider Manuva has partnered with commerce automation platform Primer to facilitate easier, seamless payments in Australia. Theta Ray reports 260% revenue growth in 2022. Theta Ray, a leading provider of AI-powered transaction monitoring technology for banks and fintech, today announced 260% revenue growth in 2022, and the appointment of Aaron Fishov as VP of Customer Success, Enterprise, to accelerate market momentum. Lorenz Voss named as Avelicom's U.S. Managing Director. Avelicom, the Latvian-based ultra-low latency network, IT infrastructure, and data provider for the financial services industry, today announces a significant expansion of its U.S. operations and the appointment of a new managing director of the U.S. market. Xable and Owl ESG join forces. Xable, the leading global fintech providing investors with a platform to make the most out of alternative data within their investment processes, has today announced a partnership with innovative ESG data provider Owl ESG. Lenscape appoints Carolyn Goddard as head of product. Lenscape, the world's leading technology provider for all forms of secured finance, has named Carolyn Goddard its new head of product. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.